what we see in those plans, really a great effort by federal agencies to look at every part of their operations to see where they can save energy, save money, and save the planet at the same time. We see, you know, agencies like the Air Force looking at telework, and the Marine Corps, recruiters who drive around a lot, and they're in ethanol-powered vehicles, and they can't find ethanol stations, so they're working hard to provide that information to folks so that they can actually use alternative fuels. We see our friends at EPA looking at ways to green their facilities, capture rainwater, and sort of practice what they preach. So we see this across the federal government and really great innovations developed by the agencies themselves, consistent with their missions, helping their missions, and helping save taxpayers' money.
So these plans come in to you at the council, and then you sort of add them up into an aggregate thing. And then what's the mechanism by which you check up on agencies to make sure they're doing what they said they would do?
Well, when President Obama issued executive order in October of 2009 requiring these plans, we thought it was very important to make sure that we're measuring and helping the agencies to manage, so that that whole thing about you can't manage what you don't measure. So we work very closely with the Office of Management and Budget, familiar to all agencies, and actually grade how the agencies are doing in a scorecard. And those scorecards were the first set of scorecards were released earlier in the year, and it's not just to say, you know, you're doing a great job or you're not. It's really a way to benchmark and to say, you know, where are there, where things are working, where things can be improved, and we'll make the, and those scorecards are being made available to the public.
Now, federal energies are under fiscal constraints, budgetary constraints, and they're under a lot of pressure to improve the mission delivery. How do you keep them interested? How do you sustain the high level of interest in energy savings and greening when they've got so much else to worry about that is mission-directed?
Well, we really think that all of these efforts are part of agencies' missions. You know, the federal government is a large employer, and the surroundings in which federal employees work are important to them and helps them with their productivity. So if we can do things that make sense economically but also create a better workspace for federal employees, that's actually, you know, a win-win all around. And we know in the sustainability plans, OMB Director Jack Liu is here this morning talking a little bit about some of the things in the sustainability plans and the scorecards. There are smart, simple things that agencies can do that have very quick paybacks and help them to save money, that makes more money available to carrying out their very important missions for on behalf of the American people.
We were speaking with Nancy Sutley. She is chair of the White House Council on Environmental Quality. And a lot of the green initiatives require an upfront investment before you get that payback. And agencies are being pretty creative in some ways of, say, having industry come in and make the investment, and then the federal agency buys the energy and share in savings types of plans. But sometimes you just have to spend some money. So how can we ensure that they'll have that money, given everything else we know is going on with federal budgets?
Well, I think that part of what we're trying to do is unleash the creativity of agencies to kind of figure out what makes the most sense for the work they do, for their facilities. Work, for example, with the Department of Energy, with a Federal Energy Management Program that is a basically sort of a consulting service for federal agencies to sort of unlock the potential, working closely with the General Services Administration, which provides a lot of the facilities and purchasing for the federal government, and also making available to agencies some of the tools that the private sector uses to help to finance these kinds of projects, like the energy contracts and other things which help to sort of smooth out some of the payments. So, you know, we think that there's always room for more interesting and exciting things that agencies can do, and the sustainability planning effort really is designed to help agencies kind of see where the opportunities are.
Now, when the council has its meetings and you meet in the Jackson Place part of the White House complex, do you ban styrofoam cups from those meetings?
Well, the White House itself is making great strides in greening itself. in the food service, in energy savings, and you know, there's always more we can do. And you know, and I think employees around the White House complex are excited about being part of this. We have one of the bike share facilities inside the gates at the Eisenhower Executive Office Building, and that was really people who work within the complex really wanted to see the opportunities for using bikes. A lot of bike parking, things like that. So, you know, we see this across the federal government, where federal employees who care about their communities, who care about their workspaces, really making great strides and finding the ways that they can help contribute to making the federal government greener, leaner, and save taxpayers money.